You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Hello, welcome to Warrior Girl. We are back with episode 2. The title of this episode is What Are the Different Types of Prostitution? I'm your host, Kenitha Pearson, the CEO and founder of Warrior Woman on a Mission, that is sponsoring this podcast, along with my team,
Shavella Pearson.
Kaylee Gonzalez.
Mm-hmm. So today, team, we're going to be discussing and bringing people aware of the types of prostitutions. There are so many types of prostitutions that we do not know. There's two forms of it, though. So there's direct and indirect form of prostitution. So we're going to name them all today in this episode. So we're going to start off with direct form of prostitution. Street prostitutes is clients who solicited on the streets, in parks or in public places. They even serve in side streets, vehicles, or short stay premises. And this is widespread around the world, United States, Eastern Europe, Southeast Asia, Latin America, Australia, and those places are where that is pretty much at. Brothels, you don't really hear about brothels in the United States. They will call them whorehouses in the United States. It's kind of the same thing in a different way. Brothels are, they dedicate to provide sex and better security than the streets, often licensed by authorities. So they are like in preferred, they're more protected than street prostitution. So they have bouncers. They have people who are high top security that can secure a lot of stuff that's going on. And it's a place where they, their places is in Europe and India, Southeast Asia, and Latin America. And those brothels are like pretty much that's where it's like legal in those areas for them to have that. And sometimes it's not a, just say a brothel, and that's what's going on really in there. The escort service, of course, is they contact sex workers by phone or their hotel staff, and they give them pretty much the sexual. They'll create a sexual fantasy for them or just give them sex like they normally would. And then also, those are in the United States as well. That's where you get your, like, your call girls. And that's really where escorts come in. That's where the call girls come in. So they are paid, they pay them much higher. They mostly meet them in hotels. When you hear about private, those are considered to be contact sex workers by phone. Again, those are another one, but they're mostly in the United Kingdom and they do more private parties. So they're known in certain inner city units, but they are like pretty much private in theirs. They're very private. And so people don't know them. It's like a code. It's like, okay, they'll say a code of like, oh, you want some entertainment, sexual entertainment tonight? You know, I know this party that's happening, I'll give you the code. And it's over here at such a place, and that's considered private. So that's where private comes in.
Okay, and we have some other ones also. Window or doorway. Brothel with sex workers in public display. Windows preferred in cold climates, doorways in warm places. Window prostitution is mostly in Amsterdam and Hamburg. Doorway prostitution found in less affluent areas of European cities and Africa and other developing countries. Another one is club, pub, bar, karaoke bar, dance hall, clients solicited in alcohol vending ventures and served on site or elsewhere, depending on the types of male clubs available. Others are male ventures, clients solicited in all male ventures, such as barbershops, bathhouses, saunas, and mining camps served on site or elsewhere.
Mm-hmm. And so those places that I just talked about really recently, those are everywhere. So they can be anywhere in the United States and around the world, just to let you know. Those can be anywhere.
Okay, It's also transportation, ship, and the train. Mm-hmm. Sex workers may board vehicles to serve the crew or passengers or pick up clients at stations and terminals. Also, CB radio. Sex workers drive along highways using CB radios to exchange messages with potential drivers, clients served at truck stops or parking areas. Now, CB, when I was young, CB radio was just used to, we were just having fun. Everybody had a name. They called it a handle. And whatever your name was, you'd be riding down the street, and then you'd say, is anybody out there? And there'd be the truck drivers. And we were just having fun. And we'd say our names and our handles. They'd call it a handle. We'd say our name. And we would meet each other. And then we would, weren't thinking about it.
Oh, wow.
We weren't even thinking about it. We just talking. And then
the first
say,
dating app.
Right. And we say, okay, we're at your location. You say, oh, I'm over here. Say, oh, let's meet up. And we would literally stop wherever we was. And meet up in a sometimes in a it was when you could be seen.
It was more public.
Like a parking lot or somewhere. We shake hands and meet each other. And if we liked you, oh hey, you know, let me have your number. What if you didn't? Well, goodbye. You know, whatever. But that's what CB in my day. I had no idea that that was a form of human trafficking. Could have happened.
It probably could have been used back then.
You know,
but
and it would be you would meet anybody. You would just talk to them, and then you say, "Oh, wow. I want to see you."
Oh my
just
gosh!
Meet up.
What goodness!
were having fun. This was fun.
That was before Facebook dating and online dating.
And y'all had that. Truck drivers would get out the car, and you'd see them, and they'd be saying, "Oh, like to meet you. Nice to meet you." Say, "Oh, nice to meet you. I've never seen a truck driver before." Like, oh, really?
Goodness! You know what?
And we weren't even thinking about it.
And that, but hey. That was a fad, and it went out quick, didn't it?
Yeah.
Well, now you know what happened to it.
Thank you.
Guess who got a hold of the traffickers? Got that? See, that's what CB radio went.
I wonder
where it went.
Happened to it?
Like, where did that box, CB radio box, go? Now
I still remember my name.
Oh, really?
Yep.
It was something. So a lot of these places, some of these even on here that talk about. Just like that was a good story, Mom, about that CB radio. But a lot of times there are people, and this is another one on here that is called, like, some people knock on the door when you're in a hotel. This is some places, not every places. And they'll say, hey, you know, if you want some pleasure, we got people who can give you pleasure. And that's another form of prostitution, too. And, you know, there are other methods and stuff like that goes with that, pretty much.
It says through various media, including notice board, newspapers, advertisements, sex workers, catalogs with mobile phone numbers, of course, internet workers.
Yeah, social media.
Yeah, right, social media.
Which is a big part of it now. Because, not to change the subject, but, I mean, it's still the same on the subject, but one of the things that you got to be careful on these dating apps or they're on social media and just how people approach on social media, because you don't know who they are and you know what they're going to do. Even myself as a young woman, I'm 31 years old, but you know, there'll be some random people that just approach you out of nowhere. He'd be like, who is these people?
Right.
You know,
someone, I was coming out of Target a couple of days ago, and then this man was just standing next to my car, and I was like, he kept waving at me, and then I was scared.
Yeah.
I just rolled my window down a little bit, and he asked me about my car.
Wow.
And then he asked me how much it was, and then I told him, and then he's like, oh, I'm from Arizona. And I was like, oh, okay. And I rolled my window back up, and he stood there until I left. And I was like, what the heck? Yeah, wow. I was uncomfortable.
Was he so interested in his car, or you?
I mean, I think he was interested in me, but just trying to talk to me through my car.
Through your car.
Yeah.
Because that sounded kind of weird, didn't it?
Yeah. And then I was even more scared that he just stood there until, like, I drove away. And then he went into the store. But I was like,
wow.
I don't know. And that was at Target? Yeah. I was, like, scared. I was like, what the heck? And he just kept trying. Like, he asked me about my car first.
Wow.
And then he started to talk about, oh, I just came here from Arizona. And then I was like, oh, okay. And then I rolled my window back up.
Oh, wow. My. You'd be surprised at how they do prostitution and try to lure people into prostitution, yeah. You know, because there are just some creeps out here these days. And they're the same thing. Like, they traffic men. Men need to watch. There are some creepy women. Yeah, that's another step. We don't even talk.
Wow.
That's going to be the further episode later. We'll talk about that. But there's some creepy women that you better take a rain check with, you know. You know, better not run over there too quick. Some of them will. Ooh.
I watched this documentary, and it was actually a woman who was like the main person of the house, and she would pimp out other women.
Right.
And she had her own house that they would stay at, and then she would like pimp out other women. I'm like, how, you're a woman. Why would you do that?
Yeah. I wonder, was
what
that
did they the, call them madams?
They call them madams.
Yeah, I think.
Was it Beverly Hills Madam?
It was just a documentary.
Yeah.
And it would, the different episodes would be about different crimes and stuff.
Yeah.
And one of them was the woman with the house, and then the other one was a woman who would traffic other girls if they owed her. And then they would pay her back constantly, but she would like just tell them like, oh, like you still owe me. Like, you can't leave yet.
There's some people that are like that. There's women who do that.
Yeah.
There have been people, we discussed it on before in our previous engagements. There have been people who have parents who have sold out their kids into prostitution. It's crazy. It's good.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're going to go to the indirect forms of prostitution from here.
Okay, so bondage and discipline, sexual fantasy through role play, apparently unique to wealthier countries, may involve the inflicting of pain, but genital contact is not routine.
Mm-hmm.
Lap dancing, a recent development involving erotic, predominantly wealthier countries, often dancing at close quarters without sexual contact. And this takes place mostly in hotels and clubs. And massage parlor premises, ostensibly dedicated to Europe, Southeast Asia, and Australia, providing massage, but a range of sexual services may be provided. In Southeast Asia, similar arrangements may apply in barber shops. Traveling entertainers, actors, dancers, and others, Southeast Asia, involved in entertainment, may also provide sexual services. And then there's beer girls. Young women hired by major companies to Cambodia, Uganda, and other developing countries promote and sell products in bars and clubs. Sexual services sold to supplement income. And then there's street vendors, marketing rural produce or other goods, but supplementing income with sexual services. And then opportunistic, a person approached in a social venue may occasionally choose to charge for sexual favors if the client appears wealthy enough. And then femme libre?
Yeah. They those are like, what the words did I say? Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm going.
No, it's okay.
I'm going ahead.
And then for this one says, women, usually single or divorced, who exchange sexual services for gifts. The gifts are then converted to cash. And then the individual arrangements, the single mother who may have sex with her landlord in place of rent, older sex workers who only deal with a small number of regular clients by appointment, kept women or men, concubines, the number of possible arrangements is vast. And swingers clubs, some swingers or couples, sex clubs employ sex workers if there is a shortage of female guests, and then that was the last one.
Mm-hmm. That's my section now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's all right. I'm glad. We're giving them the terms. I want everybody to know the terms as much as possible, so I'm fine with that. Also, if you want to know where we find information, you can go to procon.org. They have all sorts of issues that are being talked about in politics and non-politics and just issues. So if you want to know where we get all our stuff from, that's where we get it from. Yeah, so like swingers club, those are clubs of sex clubs, and sometimes those is more like people who have more than one partner, and also those are in wealthier countries too. Of course, we all know what geishas are, which really there's different with geishas. It's totally a different part. So with geishas, it's real geishas are not prostitutes. Okay. So there are ones that are prostitutes, but real geishas are entertainers and artists, but they are not prostitutes. They just are companion to wealthy men in Japan. That's so people, it didn't become prostitution officially afterwards till war, after World War II, when American GI men went over there, or went over there during the time of the war or after the war, and they started rebuilding Japan. And they started, that was in the 1940s, and that's when they started going with these girls who were actually prostitutes that claimed to be geishas, but geishas really were not, and it tainted their name. So that's how that happened, really. Sex for drugs, there are women who are, which is kind of going to actually the human trafficking side, where a lot of women are hooked to drugs and they'll use sex to get drugs in order. And and that could be anywhere in the United States. So those are almost a lot of times where they'll be at. And so, you know, another one is called survival sex, a matter of degree, where starvation or like in refugee camps anywhere around the world. So if somebody is like, if they're starving or just need medical care or anything or some type of security in those camps, they will have sex with their, with other people, with that person to, in order to get the food and the security. And a lot of guards will use that as an advantage. So that's a form of prostitution as well as human trafficking in the same process. So that's what we wanted to do that today, is actually let you know the types of prostitution to look for when you're looking. We're going to go into more detail as time goes on with it, though. Like I said, more episodes are going to be coming, and we're going to be tackling these issues here at Warrior Girl Podcast. We tackle the issues. If any of you have followed me with being with Warrior Woman on a Mission, us bringing the awareness about human trafficking, you've seen how we go into detail about how human trafficking really is. You've seen us go into that type of detail and actually tell it down to earth and get, and do not play. We tell it real. We're going to tell it straight here. We're not going to be sitting here, well, we can't talk about this. No, we're going to talk about it because it needs to be talked about. Right. Because I always say, I'll never forget when I was teaching my, when I was actually doing my first human trafficking class and I was actually teaching on it, I had somebody come up and say, well, I think I would teach my kid the way. I said, it's fine. You teach your kid the way you want to teach it. Because if I hear that and see that, it's too much for them, and it'll make me so mad. You know, I have to probably say it in a way for them to understand.
Well, the world is going to tell them in a way they understand it.
Exactly.
Maybe not the way that she wanted them to understand, but they will definitely tell them.
Well, you know what you taught me, Mom, 100% just straight.
They're going to know anyway.
This is what's going to happen if you do this.
They're going to come straight up with it.
Yeah, it's not gonna, I want to tell them in their terms.
Well, there's no terms.
There is no term. The correct word, they're gonna grow. So
yeah,
some people, I'm like, you can go ahead and not, but guess what? I'd rather tell you hard and straight right now.
Mm-hmm.
In anything we do, I'd rather us go hard and straight than to sit up and try to sugarcoat it the best way we can. And you lose this much information and so much that you could know to protect yourself. There are so many, there are new schemes that come up all the time. The traffickers are not playing, people.
No,
they're coming
not.
Up with new schemes. We're tackling issues related to human trafficking, and we're going to be talking about human trafficking too as well. So we are not done with this whole process at all, because we're just tackling it. Because this issue, these issues need to be discussed. You know, so you're going to see a lot of issues that you probably might disagree with, and you can always tell us what you think, and you can add a comment. You know, I like to hear what people think, you know, because people need to know. We need to discuss it, because you can have your opinion. We can agree to disagree, just like in politics. We can agree to disagree all day long, and whatever we're going to do at that poll one day.
Right.
When we go to the poll, we'll make our decision. And that's as simple as that. It's the same thing. So if you don't, if you think prostitution is okay, maybe it is for you okay, because maybe it's okay for you, I don't know, because let me tell you what, it won't be okay if it's your kid out there being prostituted illegally and may look like legal, and then you by flipping out calling everybody on the line, you calling all us, you're calling every human trafficking awareness, human trafficking everything, you calling the FBI, you calling the whole state probably. Because when that gets detrimental,
yeah,
it's no longer pleasure.
No.
It's your life is in danger.
Right.
Okay.
No matter life and death.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. You know, and like you said, Kaylee, just how you was just watching that man that came up, like you was aware. Now,
right. What if you hadn't have been aware?
Yeah. I could have easily just been like conversing with him and acting like naive, I guess is the word. But I already knew like what, because I knew that he could probably have like someone else in the car right next to me.
Could be.
While I'm getting like distracted talking to that man.
So you're right. If you had not have been aware, you wouldn't have thought about it.
And there's things even by me learning stuff the whole time being, you know, doing this work against human trafficking, I've learned so much stuff. And I'd be aware online, like, wait a minute, this is a red flag. Okay, this person's talking. And sometimes you could talk to some people and be like, okay. And then all of a sudden, you can realize, like, this person is a creep. You know, they could say something, oh, you look nice, thank you. And then, you know, I don't really say much to them much anyway. Mm-hmm. But if I'm going to say something, and then they'll start saying what they want to see physically. Okay, down to go. Thank you. Mm-hmm. We just ended this conversation right now. And sometimes, you know, you just got to be careful, because there are people who will use anything to get and allure people to anywhere. Mm-hmm. There's been cases they'll use senior citizens to allure people. Mm-hmm. They'll even use senior citizens. You know, they are just the world is crazy. Okay. Right. The world's not. We're all being crazy, but it's crazy or not. They coming up with mobile schemes. So please keep listening to our podcast, because you're going to hear more episodes about stuff. We're going to have more guests on here as well. And, also to put it out there. So this week, yesterday we had just celebrated 3 years, of Warrior Woman on a Mission being in business. So for 3 years, we have been bringing this awareness. I've been in this type of bringing the awareness and working with victims of human trafficking for longer than 3 years, But we've been in this for 3 years, and we're doing the podcast to kind of get to talk about more issues and things like that. And so just be aware of that. But also we have, if you go to Warrior Woman, our Facebook page, we are actually having our t-shirt sell again, our brand new t-shirts with our brand new logo on it for this year's anniversary. So definitely go pick it up. They're only $15.88. So it's helping the cause. It helps us take it further than where we're going, and we're going to go further with this. So we just thank you all. Thank you for your support, for supporting Warrior Woman on a Mission, and that the support that you gave us has opened the support for us to start Warrior Girl, where we talk about issues related to human trafficking as well as human trafficking. So we just thank you all, and we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.